Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Laura.
Trying to read here. Oh, yeah, we are. So today we're looking at glasses again. We're going back to Luke's visit to the eye doctor. Mm-hmm. What did we learn last time?
The condition of Luke's eyes are getting worse. He was getting really upset, right?
Yeah, he was getting upset. Mm. He went to see a special eye doctor.
Which is called?
An optometrist. Right.
You can say this right now.
Yes.
Optometrist.
Yes.
A tricky word.
Yeah, it's a tricky word. So the doctor says they need to deal with the problem. She asks him to do an eye test. What kind of test did he have to do
I think he had to put on some special glasses.
Yes.
Like the lenses were probably really thick and stuff. And he has to look at a board with pictures of the letter E.
Yes.
Remember that?
Pointing in different directions.
Oh, tricky.
And then they adjust the glasses so they can find the right lenses for Luke. And that's where we left off. So it's time for us to jump back into day two of our article. Let's go.
Reading. Luke gets a new pair of glasses. Luke and the optometrist return to the main counter.
You're only slightly more nearsighted than before, but still you need to get new lenses.
How can I prevent the problem from getting worse?
You should wear glasses whenever you can't see clearly. Just be careful not to put stress on your eyes. Now, I can assist you in picking out the frames.
Wow, there are so many frames. Where should I start?
Do you want to try these unisex frames here? I think the black frames would look great on you.
Most of my friends have black-framed glasses. I want to look different. Besides, that style just doesn't appeal to me.
How about these round wire frames? They're designer frames from Europe.
They look delicate and fancy, but I can't afford the price.
Try these rimless glasses, then. Inexpensive and fashionable. I bet you'll fall in love with them immediately.
I'm surprised. They are exactly my style.
They fit the shape of your face, too.
I'll take them. When can I pick up the glasses?
They will be ready in 2 days, but come after 6 p.m.
Luke pays the deposit. He leaves the store feeling great.
Okay, let's start right off. Okay, the article says, Luke and the optometrist return to the main counter.
Okay, so the optometrist says, you're only slightly more nearsighted than before, but still you need to get new lenses. Okay, so it's good news.
Yeah,
it's good news. It's not as bad as Luke thought.
Yeah, he was so upset about it.
Exactly, though.
Okay, 所以这时候呢，这个验光师就说，其实你比之前的度数稍稍再进度的比较深一点了，但是你还是得配新的镜片哦。这里我们看到 slightly 这个副词就是稍微的啦，轻微的啦 ，okay， 微小的这样的意思。So he's slightly more nearsighted than before.
Nearsighted, you're right. Okay, so this is a handy one for anyone who has an eye problem and they want to talk about it. Nearsighted is an adjective and it's a compound word, which means that it's made up of two words. One is near and one is sight, which is another word for vision. So can you guess what nearsighted means? That's right. We use it to describe someone who can't see very far. I think you actually said that in the last day.
I know.
Didn't you?
And I'm nearsighted.
Yeah. Nearsighted. A nearsighted person might have no problem reading a book or using their computer, but they might find it hard to read the blackboard in a classroom or recognize someone who's standing really far away.
Ooh.
So the opposite of nearsighted is...
Farsighted.
Yeah, something that was really, you find it hard to see things really far away. No, you see things far away easily.
Clearly.
You find it hard to see things close.
Yeah,
you can't read a book. So, our example sentence for nearsighted is, Neil's grandmother is nearsighted and has to wear glasses in order to drive a car. Okay.
Interesting. Okay, because usually I think older people, they get farsighted when they get
old.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying this. I think.
Yeah, I've seen my dad use a phone, actually, and he always held it like this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's cute. Okay. Nearsighted 是什么呢？其实我有，我就是近视的，它就是近视的意思。Mm-hmm. 它是个形容词哦。像是呢he needs glasses because he's nearsighted, 就是他需要配眼镜，因为他有近视。Mm-hmm. Now, the British version would be...
Short-sighted. Yes.
I actually prefer this word. It makes more sense to
me. It does make more
sense. 对呀，近视应该是就是短视嘛。
British English makes more sense.
好了，这是英式的说法 for 近视，就是 short-sighted. 那当然远视呢，就是 far-sighted. Okay. And Luke says, "Oh no, how can I prevent the problem from getting worse?" 怎么样可以避免视力变得更差呢 ？And how?
Well, the optometrist says you should wear glasses whenever you can't see clearly. That is a very good piece of advice there. You should avoid putting strain or pressure on your eyes because it can make your eyes worse.
Actually, seen people do that all the time.
Yeah, sometimes people get eye problems because they read in the dark, for example. They try and force themselves to see things when they shouldn't be doing that.
Don't do that, guys, okay? So...看不清楚的时候就应该要戴眼镜，而且还有就是你的光线也很重要。Don't read in the dark, 就是暗暗的时候又硬要看。You can get short-sighted very easily.
You can. It's very easy.
Or
just be careful not to... Yes, no, not short-sighted. So the optometrist says, just be careful not to put stress on your eyes. Now I can assist you...in picking out the frames. Oh, so we actually have two good bits of vocab there that we're going to look at now. The first one is assist, right? Vocab word number two for today is a verb, and it means to help someone do something, normally in a formal situation. In the article, the optometrist is assisting Luke in picking out the frames for his glasses. So he's helping Luke pick out the frames for his glasses. But we could also talk about maps assisting people on a hike, showing them where they need to go,
or
a policeman assisting someone find their lost belongings. Okay, so helping people.And there's another handy word we can use with assist is assistant, which is someone who helps someone. So if I said that Laura was my assistant, it means that I'm her boss and she helps me do different things.
I don't want to be your assistant, thank you.
Yeah, she'd never be my assistant. Okay, but our example sentence for assist is, this travel company assists people in booking their flights, finding hotels, and arranging interesting tours. Okay, handy services.
Okay, next we read, the optometrist says, just be careful not to put stress on your eyes. 跟我们之前提的一样，就是如果你看东西看不清楚的时候，记得啊，千万不要眯着眼睛，让眼睛有更多的挤压哦。Okay, and the optometrist says, now I can assist you in picking out the frames. 那现在我来帮你选这个镜框。OK, 不过我们先来看一下刚刚一直提到的 assist 这个动词，就有帮助啦、协助的意思。像是呢 she assisted in making the decision, or the cream assists in the prevention of skin cancer. 听起来蛮厉害的哦。OK, and pick something out 这个片语，刚刚我们也是看到这个片语，就是挑选出什么什么。像是你可以挑选出一个礼物给你的好朋友啊 ，You can pick out a gift for a friend， 或者是有的人呢，他有选择性障碍，早上穿什么衣服都会花很久的时间。这时候呢，我们就可以类似用这样的例句来形容这款人 ：It took him an hour to pick out or to pick what to wear. Okay, and I believe we saw the word frames. I wonder what that means.
Okay, so what are they picking out?Frames. That's a noun and a very important one for today's article. Frames are the plastic, wood, or metal structure that hold a pair of glasses on our head. Puts them on their head. So we have the frames here and then the lenses here.
Right.
Okay. But frames aren't just for glasses. We can also talk about a picture frame, the bit of wood, plastic, or glass that goes round a picture.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or we can talk about a frame to mean the structure of our body. So we can, like, my frame is my body. Okay?
Nice.
Our example sentence for frames meaning glasses is,、mm-hmm. after his visit to the optometrist, Frank bought himself an expensive pair of frames、wow. that were made in Italy.
Oh, fancy.
Fancy.
Wow, is he trying、mm-hmm. to show off there?
Yeah,
made in Italy.、
Mm-hmm.
听起来意大利做的镜框非常贵 ,OK?、Mm-hmm. Frames 是什么呢就是眼镜的框架咯、mm-hmm. ,OK?I need to find new frames for my glasses.
Do you?、
Mm, actually,、mm. yeah, because mine's actually broken. 我的、oh. 我的有点怪怪就是 I think it's kind of like not straight enough, okay?、
Mm, it can、so、be I need quite to find, expensive too, I know, right?
To I know, I need new frames,、mm-hmm. okay? But frame, as you were saying, 它不只是指眼睛的就是框架 It could、mm-hmm. also mean a picture frame, 就是一个画框啦、mm-hmm. 或者是门啦窗户的这个框架啦 or the frame of a house, or if、mm-hmm. you can talk about the, a window or a door frame, right?、
Yeah.
Or a bicycle frame.
Oh、mm. yeah, of course.
Right.
The bit without the wheels.
Yes.
Everything but the wheels, yeah.
Okay.Okay, mm-hmm. Now next, Luke says, back to the article, wow,、mm-hmm. there are so many frames, of course,、
mm-hmm.
where should I start? Now he's、mm-hmm. really confused. He's、
yes.
like, oh, there's so many, I can't.
I think a little bit excited too.
I know.
If he likes shopping as much as I do.
I know, I know.
The optometrist says, do you want to try these unisex frames?
Uh-huh.、
Here? I think the black frames would look great on you. Okay.
Ooh, okay.、
Mm, what is a unisex frame?
Right, okay, 对没错 unisex、mm. 就是不分男女的男女都可以用的、mm. 所以这时候呢验光师就建议他说诶我觉得你可以用这个黑框的我觉得不错、mm. 而且它是不分男女的、啊、And do you think Luke likes black framed glasses?
I don't think he's so sure about、uh-huh. it. He says most of my frames, most of my friends have black framed glasses.
Like these.
I want to look different. Besides, that style just doesn't appeal、oh. to me.Go you, Luke. You need to be yourself. You need to be different.
Right.
You need to be unique. So, black frames don't appeal to him, though.
Hmm.
Let's find out a little bit more about what appeal means.
Okay.
So, appeal is a verb, and it means to attract or appear desirable. We say that thing A appeals to thing B when B really likes or wants to have A. So, for example, long vacations at the beach really appeal to me.I really love long vacations at the beach. We can also use appeal as a noun to mean the thing that is attractive or interesting about something. So the appeal of a long vacation at the beach, for example, is that you get to spend days relaxing without a care in the world. That's the appeal of a long vacation at the beach. As an adjective, we can call something appealing.So that, the plan you just told me sounds appealing.、a trip to the beach sounds appealing. It appeals to me. Or we can talk about it being unappealing, which means not nice. We don't like it. We don't want to do it. Appeal can also be used as a noun as well, which means in this case a request. The police made an appeal for people to stay home after 9 p.m., for example, would be a way of using appeal in this way.So our example sentence for appeal is, partying doesn't really appeal to Jo. She prefers to stay home with a glass of wine and a good book. Hmm, nice plan, Jo.
Really? I want to go partying.
Yeah, I'd rather go partying.
Okay,、mm. Jo. Anyways, 所以我们回到课文，他说，哎呀 ，Luke 说我大部分的朋友其实都有黑框眼镜啊，他想要看起来更加不同哦、
mm.
Black framed 是一个形容词加名词的形态的复合形容词，表示黑框的。OK,、mm-hmm. 所以他说那样子的风格并不是很吸引我。他用了 appeal 这个动词、mm-hmm. 所以对什么人有吸引力或是对谁有感染力都可以用到 appeal、
mm-hmm.
比方像是 we're talking about TV shows or a program. It's a program designed to appeal mainly to 16 to 25 year olds.
That's a good one.
Right,、mm-hmm. 意思就是这个节目的目标的观众主要是16到25岁的年轻人、
mm-hmm.
And we also talk about moviesThe movie appeals to adults as well as to children. So both adults and children like the movie.
Like Shrek.
Yeah, I think a lot of animation movies appeal to both adults and children. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we could use that adjective appealing. Appealing, okay, 就是吸引人的，有感染力的。For example, the idea of not having to get up early every morning is rather appealing to us.
Yes, okay? To us, yeah.
Lots of people.
If I could get up at midday.
每天不用早起应该对很多人很怎么样 appealing, 很有吸引力。You could also talk about person being appealing, like he had a nice smile and had an appealing personality. 个性充满魅力可以用 appealing 来形容。
Like me.
And me. Don't forget me. Okay.
That's funny. Okay, next line. Optometrist, how about these round wire frames? They are designer frames from Europe.
Ooh. Are they made in Italy? No. Okay.
They could be. They're from Europe. Designer frames.
Right. Round wire. 就是这个铁丝圆框的。而且还有说 designer frames. 就是它们是由欧洲著名设计师设计的。所以就是有名的设计师设计的就是 designer frames.
Right. Like Dolce & Gabbana.
Must be expensive.
Yeah, must be very expensive. So what does Luke say next?
He says, they look delicate and fancy, but I can't afford the price. That's true, I can't either.
True.
所以看起来很精致，也蛮贵的。所以他说，但是我负担不起哦。He can't afford the price.
Sounds like he's on a bit of a budget.
I know. Yeah. Delicate. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look at this word. 它是个形容词，就是精美的或是雅致的。And we, of course...He can't afford them, and they are very fancy.
They are very fancy. You would expect them to be fancy when they're designer frames, right?
I know.
Something that is fancy, by the way, and that is an adjective, is very expensive or elegant. We can talk about fancy restaurants, fancy hotels, or fancy people, like myself and like Laura.
Thank you.
People that enjoy spending their money on fancy things and luxurious things, okay? Now, if you are in the UK and you want to use a little bit of UK slang, so not in the US, they won't understand this, you can say that you fancy something, which is a verb in the UK. So if I say I fancy something, I like the sound of it. So if I say fancy a quick drink, Laura, I'm saying, would you like to go for a quick drink? However, if I said I fancied Laura, that would mean that I like her a lot and I want to go on a date with her.
But that's an example. Sorry.
Okay. So our example sentence is, after they got married, Emily and Hamish spent 3 nights at a fancy 5-star hotel in the Caribbean.
Wow, nice. Okay, I was just kidding. Okay.
It's fine.
I knew it was just an example sentence when you were saying that. Fancy, okay, 是个形容词，就是昂贵的啦，流行的啊，像是我们提到 a fancy restaurant, 就是比较豪华，比较昂贵的餐厅啦 or he drives a big fancy car, okay, 就是他开着是那种很华丽很昂贵的车子。Okay, and what does the optometrist say?
She says, try these rimless glasses then. Inexpensive and fashionable, I'll bet you fall in love with them immediately. Okay, so he's making a nice little sales pitch there.
Nice.
Really nice little advert for frameless glasses.
Okay, so he said, 不然要试试看这些 rimless glasses, 就是无框的眼镜。Okay, 就是 rimless, 就是无框的。为什么呢？因为他说 they are inexpensive and fashionable. Inexpensive,当然就是它比较不贵啦然后他说他又很流行他说 I bet 就是 我很肯定你一定会马上爱上他们的哦OK, 刚刚有提到 inexpensive 就是不昂贵的其实它就是 expensive 的相反词是个形容词那它又提到 fall in love with 就是爱上什么什么当然通常我们是讲到爱上某人对不对像是 they met and fell madly in love 通常在爱情片会看到这样子情节就是他们邂逅然后就疯狂的坠入爱河所以我们通常会用 fall 然后后面接个副词 likeMadly or passionately in love with each other, 来表示疯狂热恋这样的意思。And then Luke says, I'm surprised, they're exactly my style. 哇呀，这简直就是我的 style, 我的风格。
The optometrist says they fit the shape of your face too. That's very important because glasses can make your face look really big or really small if you wear the wrong ones.
Right.
So what happens next?
Okay, Luke says, I'll take them. When can I pick up the glasses? Good question. When can they be ready?
When can they be ready? The optometrist responds, they will be ready in 2 days, but come after 6 p.m.
Whoa, okay. That's fast.
So they'll be 2 days in the evening.
And Luke pays the deposit. He leaves the store feeling great.
Okay, so he's just paid a deposit. That's a useful word right there. A deposit is an amount of money that you give when you're buying something. Now, imagine, for example, that you are getting... We only normally use deposits when we're buying something which is kind of personalized or adjusted. Remember that word? For us. So if I buy some clothes, for example, I want to buy, have a suit made for me, or you wanted to have a dress made for you, you would pay a bit of money first, and then when you act, once the person had made the dress, you would pay the rest of the money.
In case you don't come back.
Yeah, or in case they do a bad job, you don't have to pay. So the first bit of money you pay is called the deposit.
Right.
Okay. So we can also talk about deposits for houses as well.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. That's a slightly different kind of a deposit to the one in the article, though. This kind of a deposit is some money that you give to the owner of a house when you rent it. Normally 1 month or 2 months rent. And if you don't break or steal anything, that when you move house again, you will get that money back. Okay, so to recap, a deposit can either be part of the money you're paying for something, and you pay the rest later, or it can be some money that you give to someone and they give back so long as you're behaving yourself, so long as you haven't done anything bad. So, our example sentence for deposit, in this case we're using the deposit in the article, Elsie paid a deposit of 10% for her new dress. Okay, so she paid 10% first, they made the dress, then she paid the rest.
Okay, deposit 其实就是定金啦。Okay, 所以通常我们可能要去定做一个东西，我们都要先付一个金额，就是 deposit, 就是定金。比方像是如果要租车好了 ，the rental car company requires a deposit for drivers under the age of 25. Okay. 好啦，那其实 deposit 也可以用在别的地方，像是有押金的意思。But we're out of time, so we have to end today's article and quickly go to our For You Chat.
Let's go.
For You Chat.
So, Laura, I have a question for you. If you could design a pair of glasses, what would you make them look like and what would be special about them?
Okay, that's so important. I actually do wear glasses. As I said, I'm nearsighted or short-sighted. Okay.
Okay.
I want them super light. Okay, because if you are short or nearsighted, usually the lenses are thick.
Okay.
Because you're, like, you have poor vision. So you need the lenses to be a little bit thicker, you know, so that, you know, it will help you with your sight. But they make your ears hurt and even nose
of course,
a little bit.
Yeah.
You get those marks. I don't want those. So I'm thinking if I could actually design a pair of glasses, I want to make sure that they're super light, they won't leave marks on the nose, and they're okay for the ears, and they're super light, like super cool thin lenses. And also, I like really simple frames.
Okay.
Like, actually, black framed ones work for me.
Okay. So you would say maybe like comfort first, style
second.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Okay. Well, now it's time for you guys to think about how you would design a pair of glasses. Okay. But for English for You, I'm Seb.
And I'm Laura.
And we're going to have to go. Bye.
Luke gets a new pair of glasses. Luke and the optometrist return to the main counter.
You're only slightly more nearsighted than before, but still you need to get new lenses.
How can I prevent the problem from getting worse?
You should wear glasses whenever you can't see clearly. Just be careful not to put stress on your eyes. Now, I can assist you in picking out the frames.
Wow, there are so many frames. Where should I start?
Do you want to try these unisex frames here? I think the black frames would look great on you.
Most of my friends have black framed glasses. I want to look different. Besides, that style just doesn't appeal to me.
How about these round wire frames? They're designer frames from Europe.
They look delicate and fancy, but I can't afford the price.
Try these rimless glasses then. Inexpensive and fashionable. I bet you'll fall in love with them immediately.
I'm surprised. They are exactly my style.
They fit the shape of your face, too.
I'll take them. When can I pick up the glasses?
They will be ready in 2 days, but come after 6 p.m.
Luke pays the deposit. He leaves the store feeling great.
Vocabulary Review.
Nearsighted. I'm a bit nearsighted, so I can't see the bus numbers until they're already close to my stop. Assist. I might need you to assist me when I meet this client. Could you translate between English and Chinese for us? Frames. Mariah's new glasses frames are so cool. They're bright yellow and really make her stand out. Appeal. Companies must do research to make sure that their advertising appeals to their target customers. Fancy. When Eleanor walked into the room in her fancy dress, people thought that she looked like a queen. Deposit. After Kyle paid the deposit for his car, he drove it home and showed it to his parents.